From the KWNO Newsroom, I'm TJ Leverance. A 62-year-old Kenosha man is dead following an early morning fire on South Main Street in Fountain City. Authorities say the Buffalo County Dispatch Center received the fire call at midnight Wednesday. Deputies arrived to find occupants of the multifamily structure outside upon their arrival, one of whom suffered a medical emergency and died after escaping the blaze. And all six fire departments battled the fire in sub-zero temperatures, with the surrounding buildings being saved, but the structure where the fire broke out deemed a total loss. Governor Tim Walz rolled out a plan Wednesday that would have school districts across Minnesota offering some form of in-person learning by March 8th. Middle and high school students could return to their respective buildings as soon as February 22nd. Districts must follow an updated list of safety protocols before allowing students back in. Walz says Minnesota's case growth is the lowest since the summer.
This news is positive. We're beating this thing. We're getting the vaccines out. Minnesotans are responding accordingly, and it is showing.
Winona Area Public Schools has been offering full-time in-person learning for elementary students and hybrid learning for grades 6 through 12 since late January. An intense winter weather pattern that's gripping the bulk of the country is delaying vaccine shipments bound for Winona. Winona County Public Health's Melanie Tachi.
We had planned on having a vaccine clinic on Thursday, but it really depends when the vaccine shipment is received.
Tachi said the county is anticipating 200 doses to come in that would be allocated for pre-K through 12 educators and child care providers. Winona Health President and CEO Rochelle Schultz says their 600-dose shipment of the Pfizer vaccine has also been delayed, and they've moved their closed vaccine clinic temporarily to Saturday, although Schultz said there's no guarantees it could even happen by Saturday. The Winona City Council voted 6-1 to use $300,000 from the mill and overlay budget to cover money spent on the now-ceased Broadway lane reduction project. The city would have gotten that money reimbursed through a state grant had the project moved forward. It was spent on design and consulting for the project. The motion passing means that 15 blocks will not get a scheduled resurfacing this year. Third Ward Councilwoman Pam Iden, who supported the lane reduction, was disappointed the council had to take from the mill overlay budget.
I am very disappointed that we have $300,000 that we're going to have to take out of our own mill and overlay budget.
Brian DeFrang, Director of Public Works, was asked how the price tag climbed to $300,000. He said a full design is required for the city to get federal money.
I understand it sounds like a fair amount for a project like this, but there's a lot of work that goes into it because it was a federal project.
And with the cold snap hopefully behind us, National Weather Service is reporting that Winona saw 5 days of record cold highs and 3 nights of record lows. The coldest high was 2 below on Sunday. News and weather online at KWNOradio.com and the Winona Radio app. TJ Leverance, KWNO.